An important and global ripple from the Trump immigration policies in recent weeks is the perception that the U.S. favors some Muslims over others. Genevieve Abdo says from the point of view of the Middle East, Sunni Muslims from Saudi Arabia needn't worry, while Shiites from Iraq and Syria and Yemen are targeted and told to stay away. She says the message, unheard by most Americans, is very inflammatory in the Middle East.
I can't imagine that there won't be some sort of revenge that will be launched against the United States as a result of this.
Genevieve Abdo is the author of the new book, The New Sectarianism, The Arab Uprising and the Rebirth of the Shia-Sunni Divide. She says since the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, the Sunni-Shia divide has been growing and increasingly becoming a conflict point.
Religion has become very important. How you practice Islam, who your religious reference points are, who your mentors are, that's very important. And that's why in the first page of the book, I pose the question, which is, whose Islam is it? Is it the Islam of the Salafist, people who want to practice religion the way it was during the Prophet Muhammad? Is it the religion of the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt? Is it the religion of people who are more secularist-oriented? So that, to me, is the central question that is being contested.
How would you say the U.S. invasion in 2003 of Iraq disrupted a, for all of its negatives, what seemed to be a fairly stable Sunni-Shia coexistence?
We have to keep in mind that, of course, Saddam repressed the majority Shia population for so many decades, and that's why there was never an opportunity for this kind of religious expression that happened, of course, after he was out of power. So in a sense, these conflicts have always been there. The collapse and the weakening states, of course, have had a great deal to do with this, because now there isn't a centralized authority in many of these countries that's keeping the glue together, right? So that's why you have people who have taken it upon themselves to be religious authorities. And the way I call it in the book is the democratization of religion. So now there are many people who can interpret Islam, and there are many people who have authority because they've been granted authority by their societies, by their communities. And that's why the conflict is so deep, and that's why it's so violent, and unfortunately, probably why it will continue.
Is there a obvious narrative that reaches some sort of conflagration here that you see in the next decade or so? Or is there a mechanism somewhere, Turkey, choose wherever, that might produce equilibrium in this conflict?
I think if we look at the way things stand today, I don't see any equilibrium. I mean, I think that in fact the opposite is happening, which is that people are becoming more polarized. And you see that in a country like Bahrain, which again, the uprising began as a Shia and Sunni uprising to create a more fair and just form of governance in Bahrain. But unfortunately, years later into the uprisings now, we are seeing that this polarization in society. So I think I always say that maybe the best case scenario we can hope for is a situation that exists now in Lebanon. Okay, so Lebanon went through a 15-year civil war a long time ago. Years, decades later, people always feared, oh, the war in Syria is coming to Lebanon. And that hasn't happened yet. I think that there's been sort of a social contract that's established in Lebanon. Okay, so you're Shia, you're Sunni, you're Christian, you're Maronite. We don't necessarily always see eye to eye, but we're going to try to prevent war. And however dysfunctional our state is, we're going to try to sustain the peace.
Genevieve Abdo is a senior fellow with the Atlantic Council's Rafiq Hariri Center for the Middle East. Her book is The New Sectarianism, The Arab Uprising, and the Rebirth of the Shia-Sunni Divide. Genevieve, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, John, for having me.